This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning, great morning, everyone. Happy Sunday to you. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, and I want to thank you for connecting with the Global Empowerment Worship Community. We are absolutely dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment through a timely and relevant message of empowerment. We do believe in the words as recorded in John 10:10, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. And today we are activating the spiritual principle that we prosper even as our soul prosper. I want to thank you again, all my supporters who join in each and every week in this global empowerment community. Thank you so much for being with us. With that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind together, beloved. Let's activate the success mind and open ourselves to receive all that we are meant to receive today. Come on, just get comfortable. Take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we sit in the sacred moment, fully awake, fully alert, and fully focused. Next healing deep breath in. On the exhale, as we turn our attention and our focus inward, we are tapping in to our rich inner life of the kingdom of heaven within us. That place that is boundless, that is limitless, that is full of potential, full of abundance, full of joy, full of love. Everything that we need is right on the inside. And we stir and we activate the Holy Spirit's presence within us. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, in this space that has been carved out for us, we stir and we activate the spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving today. And we are so thankful that we are alive, that we are well, and that we are here. And we just want to open our mouths and decree and declare that all is well. All things are working together and fitting into a plan for good, because we love God and we are called according to His purpose. We are here in this physical realm of appearance with purpose. And today we make a conscious choice that we will begin to move in purpose. We stir up the spirit of love, and we release that love all in our atmosphere today, that it would reach out and touch everyone in our sphere of influence today. And we put ourselves in a posture of giving, knowing that giving and receiving is the same spirit. It is the same anointing. And in order to be whole, we must give and receive. We must give and receive. And so today, we open ourselves up to the giving and the receiving of all that has been ordained for us. We receive all our good and we make a conscious choice right now that our eyes will only behold the good that is in the Lamb. And so we're thankful today. We're so grateful today for another opportunity. And now I reach out to everyone that's connected in this global empowerment community. And we say today that you are covered. You are loved. And we're so grateful that right now, healing flows out to you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And we call your bodies into divine alignment. And we speak and we call your body and your organs to function in the divine perfection that it was designed to function in. And today we make a commitment, a fresh commitment, to give our bodies everything it needs to heal itself and to be well. And we thank you that, again, all things are working together and fitting in a plan for your good this day. And it is so. Oh, that is a good place to just rejoice and to be so thankful for everything that you know. There was a song that I used to sing in revival meetings a long time ago. And the song simply said that something good is going to happen to you. Yes, it's going to happen to you. And I would say this very day, something good is going to happen to you. And I want you to believe that today with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. I want you to be in high expectation that all your good is flowing in your direction. As a matter of fact, remember the word from a few weeks ago, there is always a yes in your atmosphere. And we want to make a commitment today that we are going to live the yes life, because all the promises in him are yea and amen, meaning yes, it is so. I wonder if you could really believe that today, that all the promises, all the good that you could think of, all the good that you can imagine, it is yes and it is amen. Meaning it is so. Take one more good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, that is where we want to really land today. We want to activate our faith in a stronger way, in a more pronounced way, in a more prominent way. You know, here we are in what is typically called halftime. We've already breezed through the first 6 months of this year. We're in the summer months here in the United States. And during the summer, it's typically a time to vacation, relax, take it easy. But for many of us that are on a mission, this is the ideal time to do some serious evaluating. And so if you've journeyed with me for any length of time, you understand that when we do these things and when we pause and we evaluate and we begin to look at things, we're not looking at it from a perspective to be depressed or to beat ourselves up, but to simply measure our progress and continue to move on. I was sharing with one of our Global Empowerment members on this week, and we were talking about many things as we began to just evaluate where we have been and where we're going. And I want to encourage you, beloved, to be more fired up than ever before. So what we're going to be doing, as I wrote to our community over the weekend, this is the perfect time, the ideal time to evaluate and adjust some things in your life. And I want to encourage you to be bold, beloved, and to be brave in this season and not settle for the status quo. The famous author Anise Nin said, life is a process of becoming. I want you to write that down. Life is a process of becoming. It's a combination of states that we have to go through. Where people fail is that they wish to elect a state and remain in it. This is a kind of death, she says. Listen, we know that we read the scripture and the scripture tells us, you know, forget the things that are behind. It's time to press forward because new things are happening. I want to encourage you so much this morning to be bold and to be brave, not to get stuck in an old stagnant state. Not to just go through the motions because it's comfortable. Not to stay attached because you don't know what else to do. Or you're afraid of the unknown. Or you're afraid to take the next step. I want to applaud each and every one of you in this community that you have taken measures to step out into the unknown. Not that which is familiar. Not another version of what you've already left, but to be bold and to be brave to step into what's new. And this season, we are not hiding behind dead religion. We're not hiding behind form and fashion. And we're not hiding behind a form of godliness, but denying the power. As we look around and as you continue to travel and you begin to evolve in this process that you are in, because life is a process of becoming. You are continually becoming and evolving. How do we know that's true? While we're in this state of evaluating and adjusting some things, all you have to do is take a look at who you were 10 years ago, who you were 15 years ago. You're not even in the same body. Your body has changed. Some of us wish we had that body that we had 10 years ago. The one that we thought that didn't look so well. And we thought that we were a little overweight then. You may be even more overweight now. You thought you were not well then. You may be even more not well now. We are always moving, changing, and we are growing because we are in the process of becoming. And what are we becoming? Your God self, your God nature wants to evolve. So the first thing that I want us to look at and I want us to evaluate today is that I want you to make sure you're not hiding behind dead religion. You're not hiding behind a form of godliness. And you're not going through the motions of what's comfortable and what's familiar. But you are tapped into what's alive, what is fresh, what is moving forward. We're not in this season. We're not going to go along just to get along. Right? We're not doing that in this season. I'm looking for some brave, bold people that's ready to step in to what you were called to do in this earth realm. And I shared with that partner as we were talking on this week, and I took a look back and we were just laughing because we're talking about how it's time to really affect this natural realm of appearance in a stronger way. And I said, you know, I look back at all the years I spent fasting, praying, and shut-ins and the things like that. And then I said, while other people, they were out building the world. And now when you look around, I want you to go with me. I'm making a point here. Now when you look around, they own everything. They're running everything. They're in charge of everything. And we want to call them devils. But we don't want to do that. All you want to do in this season is evaluate and make some adjustments. Evaluate and make some adjustments. We were asked in a meeting to add 20 years to whatever age you are right now. Add 20 years to it. Some of you can comfortably do that. And then there are others that are saying, I don't even know if I have another 20 years left to be here. Of course, no one knows how much time they have. But the point is that you want to give life all you have right now. All you have right now. And you have to do whatever it's going to take to help you get to the next level. So number one, we're not hiding behind dead religion, false ideologies, a form of godliness with no power. We're not hiding in a place that's comfortable. And we're not going to go along just to get along. And we're not going to attach ourselves to things that we know no longer fits us, no longer serves us, because we know that we're being called to something more. So we are in this process of becoming. Your God self wants to be on full display and have full expression in this season. The definition of evaluate means that, listen, you're going to take the time to judge or to determine the worth, the significance, the quality, or the value of something, even a person, place, or thing, whatever, a community, a group, whatever. You've got to now take a moment to pause and evaluate the worth, the value, the significance. Is what you're engaged in really moving you forward, or is it helping you to stay stagnant? Is it helping you to stay comfortable? Is it helping you to avoid fully stepping in to who you're called to be? This is the perfect time to evaluate where you are on your journey of becoming and make any necessary adjustments that you deem you must make in this season. One of the problems so many people run into is that they pick a reality, so to speak, or a state of being and try to stay there forever. Everything's moving, everything's changing, everything is evolving. We live in a totally different realm of reality. There are different forces now that are dominant in this earth realm, and we just cannot be the same that we were 15, 20 years ago. You are meant to grow, you're meant to evolve, you're meant to emerge into your best self. Now, I know what it's like to say, I'm just going to do this for now. Or I'm just going to do this, you know, because I don't know what else to do, so I'll just do this. We're more than that. I mean, we're better than that. And again, we need boldness and we need to be brave in this season. Dr. Phil once said, sometimes the relationship you need to rescue is the one you have with yourself. So the question today is, how comfortable have you become in your present state of being? And what adjustments are necessary? Now, I can hear somebody saying, Dr. E, I'm not comfortable in my present state. There is a difference between being comfortable and making peace with yourself. There's a big difference. When you are comfortable, I want you to write this down because this is important. When you're comfortable, you are still hiding from your true self, your true purpose, your true calling. And you could be hiding for many reasons: fear, intimidation, inadequacy, all those lower level emotions that don't serve us, guilt, shame, embarrassment, you know, anger, bitterness, regret. You can be hiding behind any number of things: overwhelm, you know, perfectionism, procrastination, you name it. When you're comfortable, you are hiding from your true self and from your true purpose. So you keep doing things and engaging in things that will allow you to hide. Anything that will keep you from having to step up and acknowledging, okay, I recognize that I should be here or doing this and I'm not. And another thing is that perpetual state of confusion. Can I take a moment right now to speak some life and to speak to your true life purpose so that that perpetual state of confusion will be released from you? You are not here to be confused and to live in confusion. That is a trick. That is a trick from your flesh mind, your ego mind. You are not here to be confused. So when you're comfortable, you're hiding. But when you make peace, you're in rest and you're in resolve, knowing that you're moving toward or evolving or growing to your next state of being. There's a difference. So when I say to you, when you look around at your realm of appearance, to make peace with it, to say it is what it is, to rest. See, that's different from being comfortable. See, when you're comfortable, you will stay in a certain state for years and never come out. Let me mention one more thing while we're here. I want, this is bears repeating, because each and every one of us have a ceiling, so to speak, an invisible ceiling of limitation in our lives. And it's flowing out of our subconscious programming all the way back from childhood, sometime, even before you even had memories. You understood vibration. I want you to write that down. Stay with me here. Even before you had memories, you understood vibration. And you're seeking, even today, familiar vibrational patterns or vibrational frequencies. Let me take this one step further. All of us have an invisible ceiling of limitation. When it comes to success, when it comes to abundance, when it comes to finance, when it comes to relationships, we will let ourselves go so far and then we end back up in the same set of circumstances that we've been fighting to get out of. That's not a bad thing when you realize it. It's a good thing. I always tell you that. Anytime awareness is activated, that is a good thing. And so in this season now, we're taking the conscious steps to recreate and to rewrite old programs because that software has expired. And we're taking the necessary steps in this season to know that we are no longer going to live according to somebody else's vibrational pattern that no longer serves us, but now we're going to create our own. And so you have to be fully awake now. Once you become aware, you have to become fully awakened so that you can begin to write the new scripts. And so when we were in that conversation this week, we were laughing about all the warfare and all the fighting and all the pulling and all the tugging. And you know what I'm getting at today. But we don't even want to use that in this season as an excuse not to step out and be bold and come into our best self and allow our God self to emerge in this earth realm. So how comfortable have you become in your present state of being? And what adjustments are going to be necessary now? This is where you have to be fully alert, fully awoke, fully present. Now let me say this, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but I'm saying it as a point of awareness. Simply to just be in church and get that emotional release or just get some sense of social belonging and social gathering, but never making any real changes is not going to help in this season. See, those are the things we want to put to rest and put to bed. Nothing wrong with being in church. Nothing wrong with having social gathering and social belonging. Nothing wrong with that. But I want you to evaluate, beloved, is that a form of an unconscious pill that you're taking to allow you to continue to hide, where you're fooling yourself into thinking that you're moving when you're not. So in this season, for the rest of the 6 months that is in this year, we're doing focused, concentrated effort, and we're rewriting. Now, we are rewriting, and see, this is why we're in community together. This is why we're moving out, even into private community together, because we're rewriting scripts, because those old scripts of poverty, lack, scarcity, confusion, inadequacy, fear, that no longer serves us. That's no longer serving you. And it's time now to put these pieces together and rewrite these scripts and get some results, because we're not going to spend the next 20 years going around the same circle, looking back and saying, I wish I had, I wish I could have. That's not what we're having. So I know that you already settled the fact. If you're with me, I know you've already settled this fact that you have power and authority to change anything you're not satisfied with. Take the time now to evaluate what's really valuable to you. What's really valuable to you? What's worth your time and investments? Remember, in this season, we're not going along just to get along. What's really worth your time and your investments? What relationships need adjusting in this season? And as Dr. Phil stated again, sometimes it's the relationship you have with yourself that needs it the most. So consider the following. Number one, do you always let yourself off the hook? You make promises. You make plans. You make schedules. But do you always let yourself off the hook? Are you always telling a lie to yourself? If you say you're going to do it, why is it not getting done? Again, we're evaluating what's really valuable in this season. What's worth your time and your investments in this season? Number two, are you trapped in the incessant chatter in your head? And y'all know it, the chatterbox, that roommate. Are you trapped, always analyzing, always looking, always trying to figure things out from your head rather than flowing with the divine flow from within? Are you stuck in your head, always trying to figure out something rather than flowing with the force of faith that says, I know to take this step and go in this direction because everything in me is saying amen? Are you a chronic procrastinator in this season? Always kicking that can down the road, always putting it off, always saying there'll be a better time. And number four, this one you really must settle today. Are you overly judgmental and critical of yourself? I'm telling you, I'm imploring you, stop it, stop it, stop it. Stop being judgmental and critical of yourself. Do yourself a huge favor and don't waste precious time and energy judging yourself or comparing yourself to others. See, evaluating and judging is two different things completely. Judging yourself, you know that it has a negative connotation. It has a victim mentality attached to it. It has a woe is me mentality. What's wrong with me? Why can't I? How come I can't? Why is everybody else? Why do I keep messing up? That's the judging. Something's wrong with me. No, beloved, something's right with you. Because there's something within you that will not let you rest. That's why you keep getting the nudges. That's why you keep getting back up, trying it again. Because you know that there's more to this and that you are here to be a super being in this earth realm. When you evaluate, that comes from a place of power. It comes from a place of strength. I'm evaluating. I'm taking a look from my position of power, from my position of strength, and I'm going to judge now in a positive way where I'm going to put my strength, where I'm going to put my time, my energy, my focus, my attention. And that is the difference. So be kind and gentle and considerate to yourself. All of that comes out when you're evaluating. When you're evaluating, you can be kind. You can be gentle. You can be considerate. And you know the scriptures that say, the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. Another scripture picks it up and says, but he that endures till the end, he that goes all the way through, he that sees it all the way through is the winner. You know the story about the tortoise and the hare. As long as you are taking appropriate steps, as long as you know that you are on the right path for you, you're not in a race with anyone. Some of you have missed some awesome opportunities because you got off the path that you were designated to be on to go run and jump on a path with others to get in the crowd. And you're missing something, and you could tell you're missing something because you're not satisfied. Many of us have done that because you looked at yourself and you didn't judge what you were doing as enough. You didn't judge it or evaluate it a better word, as being enough, as being the right thing, because all your friends and your peers were on another path. And so when you judged it negatively and moved from your place of power. So we want to be kind and gentle and considerate, and keep this in mind when you start evaluating your process. You are on a journey of becoming, and your best self, with a capital S, is emerging every day. You know, we say hindsight is 20/20, but you don't want to go up the road and look back and say, oh my goodness, I had it. I was in it. Oh my goodness, I was stronger than I thought I was. Oh man, I was more powerful. Man, things were happening. It was manifesting for me, right? So we want to keep in mind that your best self is emerging. And I want you to write that down, that word down, emerging. And I want to drill down on that for the next couple of minutes. And I want you to start really embracing the fact that you are emerging, that your best self wants to emerge. And that word emerge, it brings up calmness. It brings up balance. It brings up flow. It brings up all of those positive things. When I think about my best self emerging, I think about all of my God qualities, all the things that should be in the ascendancy, all the things that should be out front. All my best qualities is flowing up, out, and manifesting, and it's impacting the world in a great way. So when you think about emergence, or you think about your best self emerging, there is a flow of your God self that is being made manifest every single day. When you think about emergence, you can feel the power of your best self coming to the forefront. When you think about the word emergence, it's a word that makes me feel like there's nothing that can stop this but me. There's nothing that can stop this flow of my God self except me. There's no person, no place, no circumstance that have enough power to stop my God self from emerging in this earth realm. So another caution here, another word of caution. Don't waste time on things that are not in your control. Like other people, you cannot control other people. You are not meant to control other people. These are things that are not in your control. You can't control you. You can control your thoughts. You can control your actions. You can control the way you respond. And I want you to really hear this. When you shift up and allow your God self to emerge, when you allow your mind to change about certain things, everything in your sphere of influence must align with who you are and what you are. That's the real place of power. The real place of power. And last but not least, beloved, as we evaluate and we make the adjustments, set some realistic goals and hold yourself accountable. You will do more if you write the vision and make it plain and you look at it every single day. You touch it every single day. You work on a piece of it every single day. You're going to achieve so much more than you would have if you didn't have a vision, if you didn't touch it or look at it every single day. Now, one more thing I want to say before we go. As we connect in this community today, I speak the words of life into each and every one that is under the sound of my voice today. And I decree and declare that your spirit man is in the ascendancy. And I speak and say, wake up out of sleep and allow your God self and your God nature to be in full force and in full control. You are meant to do some powerful things. You are meant to do some incredible things. You are meant to have a major impact. And I say today that because you allow your God self to emerge, that you are working in Kairos. You are working in Kairos where Kronos will not be able to hold you down. In other words, you're stepping outside of time as we know it in this earth realm. And I decree and declare that as your God self continues to emerge, you are going to be amazed and astounded by what you are able to accomplish. And what you thought would take 5 years, you're going to be able to do in 5 months. What you thought would take 10 years, you will be able to do in a year. Look now, I say, to the next 12, 18, and 24 months, because you will do the impossible. You will do that which was thought impossible in this season as you allow your God self to emerge. So I say, wake up out of sleep. Become fully alert, fully awake, fully focused, and allow your God self to emerge. I feel the spirit of wealth emerging now and being activated. I feel the spirit of abundance taking on a whirlwind effect all in your mind, all in your psyche, going all down into your subconscious region. It is purging out old dead fouls that you don't even know that's there. It is cutting the cord of old vibrational frequencies that's holding you and locking you in a certain realm. And I command you now to wake up fully and completely and begin to write new scripts and new files and new words of affirmation that you look at and that you touch every single day of your life. And you are in the process of becoming your best self, your great self. I feel in the realm of the atmosphere now, you are breaking and shattering through everything that held you hostage, because that no longer serves you. Wake up, beloved. You are the one with the power. You are the one with the authority. Call those things that be not as though there were. Write the vision. Make it plain so that you may be able to run, and anyone that comes into your sphere can read it and they can run with you. And we decree and declare today that it is so, that we are on our way. All things are passed away, and now look, beloved, all things are become new. Let's take a good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, I want you to go in peace, beloved. I want you to go with God. I release you with miracles. I want you to stay in a frame of mind that your God self is emerging every single day. I want to hear from you, your thoughts, your comments, questions, or feedback. Write me at es@ilonasanders.com. Don't forget to go to the website, ilonasanders.com. Look for the online giving button. Sow your seed. Be a blessing to the ministry, beloved. I want to take this message of empowerment far and wide, and I'm asking you to help me do it today. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day and week, and I will see you right back here next Sunday for another awesome, awesome empowerment gathering. And then we're going to be in early morning empowerment the first Monday in July. All right, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.